Hello, hello, hello.
Oh my gosh, this is my first episode in 15 months, 16 months. And there are a number of reasons why I've been away. But suffice to say, I stopped the show because I realized I was going in the wrong direction. The first season of this podcast was called The Corporate Dropout, and I was interviewing entrepreneurs looking to inspire other people to also become corporate dropouts and quit their job. And what I realized is that I had carried all of the same toxic garbage from my corporate life into my entrepreneur life. I was straining my marriage. I was a worse parent. I probably was a much worse friend. A worse daughter. I mean, everything. My entire focus and energy went to building a business that ultimately maybe would have worked out, but that I pulled the plug on because I realized after all of this that it was not in alignment with my own priorities and who I want to be and how I want to serve and make an impact. So I spent the last year and change basically having an ongoing come to Jesus meeting with myself and licking my wounds over the failure / death of that business that I'd started. And now, the last month and a half, I have been in massive action, feeling so aligned, so in my purpose, so in my calling. Like, I'm freaking on fire right now. Maybe you can vibe it. I hope you can. So the first episode back, I thought it would be perfect to cover the topic of getting unstuck. So I've got a few pointers on this that I want to share that are exactly what I did to get out of my own way. The first is connecting back in to that internal divinity, to that goddess or God within every single one of us. I believe we were all made in God's likeness and that we are all his children. And I know for a fact that there will never be another one of you or me ever again, ever. So, like, what on earth are we here for, right? Like, stepping into that and reconnecting with that calling and that deeper purpose for my life really helped me to tap back into the creativity that I had been blocked from. So that was the first thing. The way that I did that, I developed some rituals at home, whether that be reading things that really inspired me. Honestly, I've read a lot of books, and I'm not saying this to brag. I think this year I'm at like 37 books, and it's October 6th as of this recording. Like, I read a lot. And the best book, actually, I don't want to say the best, the most impactful book, we'll say that. Most impactful book of all time for me is Conversations with God by Neil Donald Walsh. I bought the trilogy 10 years before I read it. Divine timing, right? When the student is ready, the teacher appears, even if the teacher's been sitting on your bookshelf for 10 years. But in any event, I devoured the trilogy in 3 days when Mila and I were stuck at home with pink eye. No joke. And then I bought book 4 of Conversations with God, and I read Home with God and Friendship with God. So 6 of Neil Donald Walsh's books in like a 2-week span. I'm not even kidding. I couldn't get enough. It completely reminded me of my true essence and nature and what we're all here for. And it is what totally set me on the right path. So I cannot recommend that book enough. I'll link it in the show notes for you too. Here's the other thing that did for me. When you get back in tune with your actual essence and who you really are, you are going to begin to get clarity. And you've probably heard the saying, confused people do nothing. And that was me. I was so confused. I'm like, I left this job making the best money I'd ever made in my life. What am I doing now? Like, oh my gosh, like, what, like, seriously, what am I doing with my life? connecting back to my spirituality helped me get the clarity, as did just following the breadcrumbs that I noticed being laid out for me. So after all of these like big, bold actions weren't working anymore, I started to get the hint that consistent small actions, habits were the keys. So I began following that. And like one thing just leads to another, right? So if you are lacking clarity in your life right now, an exercise that I think will help you a great deal is to think about, and I know that this is kind of morbid and that thoughts are creative, so use this with, you know, discernment. But if you were to die tomorrow, what would you want to be remembered for? I mean, really, ask yourself that. And actually, I should probably do like a whole other episode on this. But the thing that really woke me up out of my walking coma was when I did the joint eulogy for my beloved grandparents. They had a joint memorial service, and I spent a week writing and refining and preparing for their eulogy. And it just snapped me out of it. It's like, oh my gosh, all the things that I loved and admired them for, that everyone loved and admired them for, I am not holding true to these priorities and values at all right now. I better get myself right. You know, check yourself before you wreck yourself. So I really invite you. I mean, it made me reflect, like, what do I want said at my funeral? And it was a very valuable exercise. So seriously, what would you want to be remembered for if you were to die tomorrow? The next thing, get in the rooms of people who are doing what you want to be doing that will continually show you what's possible. And I don't like to say it in this way, but sometimes it's almost like we need to see someone who's gone where we're trying to go, because it gives us permission that we can, especially for us women. That's another update. I'm writing a book. I'm about halfway through writing it. It's going to be called Higher Self Habits. And I talk about, you know, the imposter syndrome and the fact that men apply for a job when they're 60% qualified versus women needing to meet 100% of the qualifications. This is just something that women struggle with. We feel like we have to be like the most knowledgeable, smartest person in the room to go do something. And you don't. You just have to start. So get in rooms with people that are doing what you want to be doing. Now, if you live in a place where you can't physically get in the room, what else can you do? Listen to books that people have written that you really respect, or better yet, read them. Listen to podcasts, join virtual events, whatever it is, but just try to surround yourself with as many of these people that you are aspiring to be like, because eventually, this is what happened to me. I was at the Powerhouse Women event the end of August that Lindsay Schwartz hosts. I'm not kidding. The best event I've ever been to in terms of like being hyped. I mean, it was straight fire. And I left that event and I was like, I am just not okay with being stuck anymore. Like, I want to be on that stage. I want to be doing what these incredible women are doing. Why am I sleeping on my potential and my gifts? And honestly, going back to the spirituality thing, it's kind of an affront to God when you do that, you know? Right now, I started a spiritual book club while I was on hiatus. It's a Soul Sisters book club for you to join. I will drop that in the show notes too. And right now, we're reading The Artist's Way. And there's a quote in that book that says, creativity is God's gift to you. Using your creativity is your gift to God. And I love that. So don't sleep on your gifts any longer. Get around people that are doing the things you want to be doing. They're going to instill life and belief in you. Seriously. The next thing to get unstuck, get an accountability partner or running buddies. Like, who can you run with? And what's been really incredible, I went to the Powerhouse Women event and my friend Liz, her and I did a couple episodes and one's going to be dropping very soon, actually. But my friend Liz came from Iowa for the event. She stayed with me. Her and I are just like on the same page and have so much in common as far as like aspirations and driving for goals. So we went to the event together and then we met this incredible woman, Alessandra Caprice. She trademarked the term money breathwork and she is phenomenal. So if you need to unlock limiting beliefs around money and or you're looking for a good breathwork coach, check her out. And then I finally met my friend Holly Stein, who's the founder of Mama Meals in person. And the four of us have been this accountability pod. I can't even put into words how much action I am in because of that group, that foursome. I mean, seriously, since the end of August, I am halfway done writing a book. I'm launching my habits program. I've got the first workshop on October 10th. And what was the other thing I'm doing? I have so much going on, I can't even keep it all straight. Oh, relaunching this podcast, duh. Those are my goals to do in 30 days, and I'm doing it. And I don't think that that would be happening if it wasn't for this foursome I met. So find people who are going for the same stuff you're going for. They will help breathe life into you, drive you, push you, and be there to support you too. And then the final thing, I mean, I've already alluded to this, but you just need to get into action. You just need to start. You're never going to feel ready. That day never freaking comes. You just gotta get going. And actually, I'm willing to bet you know so much more than you think you do about whatever it is you want to do. I've heard varying figures around this. Amy Porterfield says you need to be 10% ahead of the person you're trying to teach. The coach I'm working with for the book writing, Jake Kelfer, he says be 1 to 2 steps ahead of the person that you're trying to help. So you don't need to have summited Mount Everest in order to help someone who's trying to learn how to take an easy hike. You feel me? So whatever it is that you know about, go help someone do it. You have so much more knowledge. And actually, I didn't fully realize how much I knew in the realm of habits and behavior design and personal development until I began outlining the book. And then I was like, oh my God, I probably know more than like 99.9% of the population. Like, I am going to call myself an expert in habits and behavioral design at this point. Why have I been waiting for someone to come and like tap me with a magic wand and say, okay, you're ready, you know enough? Like, that day's not going to come. So just get into action. And here's the other thing too. You know, I'm fully aware I'm probably going to pivot. I'm probably going to have to make a lot of changes as things go on. Like, that's life. But God has a much easier time helping you steer a moving vehicle than he does helping you move a stalled one. So just start, get into momentum, and I think you're going to be blown away by how much opens for you and how much fun you're going to have along the way. So I'm very happy to be back. You can expect one episode a week from me to start with. Hopefully I'll do more, but I'd rather under promise and over deliver. But I'm very, very excited. And you may have noticed too, yes, the podcast is rebranded. It's now In Habit. But I also made another slight modification. It's going to be In Habit with Alicia Citro and friends. So I'm probably not going to be doing interviews anymore. At least that's what I have in mind for now. Instead, I'll be having conversations with friends of mine that I think you can learn a lot from and that are really fun to talk to. And we'll be doing that. So it'll be a mix of solos and conversations with friends. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. Again, so happy to be back. If you listened to this and you enjoyed it, will you just shoot me a note on the gram and say, hey, girl, I listened to it and it was good. And also give me feedback too. Like, what are some of the episodes that you would want me to do? What are topics that you are just itching to hear more about? I'm an open book, so ask and it is given. Until next time, have a wonderful day and be her now, as in your higher self. You got this, babe.